around this morning. How lavish your grace. That's a great phrase, isn't it? And I think it fits perfectly in to this morning. Now, the time that we have together this morning is always one of those times at a community anniversary weekend, I think, that I look forward to most. And I think it's because I missed it for so many years doing youth work, that I always heard how amazing time of prayer it was, and that the Lord spoke to us, and that he dwelt among us, and he walked among us, and he spoke to each and every one of us. So to be here today is a real blessing, considering that we haven't had times like this for the last 18 months. As a reflection on the weekend, and I think it's worth reflecting on yesterday, apart from the great time that we had last night and the wonderful times yesterday afternoon, particularly some of the brothers where we just kicked each other for an hour and a half under the guise of playing football. And then we go back to yesterday morning, and where Dan spoke to us, and there was a phrase that Dan said that I think is worth remembering. And everybody I spoke to mentioned this to me, this phrase, and it was at the end where he said, "God has put me here, given me to you, to perfect his love in me by his grace." So God has put me here, given me to you. You can look at each other. You're given to each other today in this life, that we are a gift to each other. So even those brothers and sisters that you might struggle a little bit with, that rub you a little bit, that sharpen you, they're a gift. And then this morning, Father John he said something that just struck me straight through my heart, which was that we need to be loved back into life. We need to be loved back into a life that we are called to. And I think the last 18 months, we have lived community. We have lived it in a way that we never thought we would have to live it. And now we are getting used to living it this way again. So we are being loved. Let's love each other. Let's look at those gifts around us, which is each other, and love each other back into this life. And I'm reminded by Ezekiel 37, you know, breathing life back into dry bones. I don't know about you, but the last 18 months I have felt dry. I have felt like there's nothing left in me, and that we're breathing life back into each other through the love that we have for each other because of what God has given us. So I think this morning, for the first little while, we've got a good chunk of time here this morning, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that on the schedule. It's great. Let's be loved back into life. Allow yourself to be loved by God. Allow yourself to enter into his courts this morning and to experience him in a new way where your dry bones are brought back to life. Allow your dry bones to stand. Allow yourself to raise your hands, to clap, to cry, to dance, to laugh, to rejoice, to be loved back into life. And if you're struggling with that, look around you, because we've been given lots of gifts, which is each other. So let's stand. Let's listen to the Lord. If you hear from the Lord in the first 10 minutes, can you hold fire for a little bit? Just remember what he told you, and we'll come back to that a bit later on. For the first while, let's just be loved back into this life that God has called us to.
Amen. Lord, we bless you. You are great indeed. You are my King and my Lord. We glorify you, Lord Jesus.
We delight knowing that you are with us. We delight knowing that we're with our brothers and sisters. We delight knowing that you are taking us somewhere. That you are opening our hearts, that you're speaking to us. We want to hear from you today, dear Lord. Lavish your grace on us. Let's listen. Let's still our hearts. Let's open our minds. If you feel the Lord having a word for us or an image or something that he wants to express to us, please come over and speak to Arthur over down at the front here so that we can gather those thoughts and scripture passages and we can hear from all of you. But let's still our hearts just now. Let's listen.
You're so worthy, God, to receive everything, to have everything poured out at your feet, every hope that we have, every dream and ambition, but also every fear, every disappointment, every confusion. You're worthy for us to pour it out at your feet because you are King and you are good. You are good, God. And we pour it out and we don't hold anything back because you are worthy of everything. You are worthy of it all. You're not worthy of us keeping a small fear back because who are we to say what you can't use? Who are we to say where you can't come in? Jesus, you are worthy of everything.
Praise God.
Following on what Dan said yesterday, I experienced as we came in here very strong image from the Lord that God, through our love for one another, excuse me, wants to make us good soil. He wants to make us good soil so that the seed of life and the gifts that he's given to each one of us can flourish. That if we love one another, if we pay attention to one another, if we respect one another, if we make room for one another's gifts, God will make us good soil and his life will flourish. At the Catholic Mass this morning, Father John said that welcoming one another is a powerful thing. And it is. Welcoming one another's gifts, paying attention to the people who don't get attention, looking to see where God's gifts are with people who are too shy to use them. God wants to make us good soil for one another.
Let's ponder on being good soil. Let's ponder on being a body that supports each other, that loves each other back to life. That we are good soil. Brothers and sisters, very richly, can I ask Claire, Mimi, and Mercy in that order, please, to come up and share your words, and then we'll respond to them.
What I had is from John 13, when Jesus is washing his disciples' feet and bows low before them, and Peter reacts, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus tells him he'll understand later, and Peter says, no, you shall never wash my feet. And Jesus answers, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. And Lord, and then Peter says, Lord, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. And I felt the Lord just wanted to be before us, washing our feet, bowing low before us and saying, will you let me wash your feet? Will you let me come to you? Will you let me, whatever it is, wherever you need the washing, if it's in disappointment or weariness or isolation or grief or sin or whatever, wherever we need it, Jesus is here to wash our feet. He bows before us in humility and encourages us to let him wash us so that we might have a part with Jesus.
I felt the Lord was saying, I'm going to take you to a new place, to a place you have never been before. Will you let me? I want you set, come to me, and I want to set you free. Free from your hurts. Free from things that are blocking you. Free from loneliness. Free from all the things that prevent you from coming. They are not put on you by others, or they may have, but you hold on to them. Come to me, place them at the bottom of my cross so that my blood can flow over it to set you free, to heal you, so that I can take you to this new place where I want you to be with me.
Yesterday, Dan reminded us of the Lord's providence for each one of us. And we can look back, as Claire and Mimi have just said, and see what the Lord has done, what you think he should have done. But in Psalm 124, it says, if the Lord had not been on our side, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. So praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. My sense is that the Lord wants us to, this is like a ground zero, you know. We talked yesterday about, you know, why are you in community? We've come through last year and a half and other things. And what is the Lord calling you and inviting you into now? This is an opportunity to go back to him and ask him how he wants you to populate your calendar, your diary. You know, what should you put back in? And but a little sense, and maybe it's just for me, is to not hold back. Maybe that's my personal temptation to run away and be a little bit on my own. Don't hold back. Amen.
Thank you. I think we need to respond to that. I think it's a recalling us to discipleship. It's a reminding us of what God is done in us, is doing us, will do us. And a great way to respond to that is not just in our minds, but physically as well. A way of recommitting ourselves at this time. So some people would kneel, some people would lie down, some people would stand, some people would open their hands, maybe just close your eyes, but that we physically do something now that shows God, here we are, we're ready. We're ready to start filling our diaries with the right things. We're ready to allow God to wash over us. We're ready to have life breathed back into our bones. We're ready to be good soil as a community. So if there's a way that you can physically manifest that, whilst maybe in silence, maybe a bit of music just in the background, we won't sing, but that we respond physically.
Yesterday, as we were worshiping, I felt the Lord wanted to speak to us through this passage from Mark 8. It comes right after Jesus speaks to his disciples about his upcoming suffering, and Peter kind of rebukes him, and then Jesus rebukes him back, and then he calls to him the multitude with his disciples, and he says to them, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? For what can a man give in return for his life?" And the word I felt from the Lord for us is a very basic word. I don't know if, as we re-engage community life, the Lord is reminding us of the basics. We heard a lot about brotherly love. This word is about discipleship. It's about our lives not belonging to us, but to the Lord. It's about living a life that's not focused on myself, but where God is at the center. Just felt the Lord wanted to remind us of this. He wanted to call us deeper in a discipleship, in following him and denying ourselves, taking up our cross and following him. Amen.
I sensed the Lord just pointing me to the weather and saying that there are sunny days and there are cloudy days, but we don't get to choose the weather. It's sort of God-given. And similarly, in our life, there are days that makes a lot of sense. There are days that don't make sense at all. That's okay. It's a reminder that God is with us, and he's beyond the clouds, beyond the days that don't make sense, and he wants to work through the sunny and through the cloudy days.
So I've been sitting on a strange picture in my head since yesterday, that we should be moss. And I didn't understand it, and it's not biblical, as far as I can tell. I've read quite a lot about moss in the past day or two. And as soon as Bruce stood up to give his word, I understood where the picture came from, because moss has the property of protecting the soil beneath it, a little bit like our call as a community. Moss has the property of holding the water and releasing it as it's needed. And moss also has the property of enriching the soil that it sits on. And the one curveball that I didn't mention to Arthur, sorry, if you break the soil, one of the first plants that's able to go back and start to rebuild it is the moss.
So I've been reflecting on Timothy the past few days, and this passage stood out to me during the prayer time, and I wasn't really sure where it fit, but I think I see where it fits now. I'll read the passage first. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. And it really struck me how it's almost prophetic that this is the situation that's going on now. People are just following their own teachers and listening to their own myths. And the start is just an encouragement from Paul to Timothy, which I think is meant for us, to remind us of our missionary call as a community. Just preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort. And I think the way this fits in is with the soil and the moss. We're protected by being in the community, by living with brothers and sisters and agreeing to this way of life. But then we're also called to be missionaries and to preach preach the word and be urgent in it.
I'm ready. I don't know about you. I'm experiencing a massive call to action. You know, a call to do this. Not just pretend, but to do it. And I think before we start doing it in earnest in a bit, I think we've got some massive encouragement from some words. So I'm going to ask Catherine, Helen, Tom, and then Paula, if that's all right, to come up.
Yes, I just, you know, we are not alone. We've got all the angels. We've got Ted and Joyce. We've got Ian. We've got all the one who were here and are not here anymore. All the one who started that community and are not here anymore, they are with us right now. We have got this enormous community up in heaven, and they're all with us, and Joe, all of them. All of them, all of them.
This is kind of follows on from Katrine, but it's very much about the community down here. And we're not all here today. Many are not with us for many, many reasons. Many connected just to the busyness of life. I know university terms are starting. Some people have work commitments. Others are sick. Some have just had new babies. Some are just having to balance their energy levels and commitments. But whether we can be here at the Frontier Centre or not, we are all one body. And those of us who have the privilege of being here at the Frontier Centre now can be united with everyone in praying for them. And it doesn't matter why they're not here. We can still lift up one another. And one of the youngsters yesterday thanked God that she was here, partly due to the fact that people had stood alongside her while it was really difficult. And I think that's what we're being called to, is to stand alongside those, one another, through thick and thin, through the hard times and the questions, as well as the really happy times. And I think we're being called to be really real with one another and faithful in prayer for one another, not just today, but as we go away from here. So we need to strive. I just felt we should be striving for unity, not plastering over any difficulties or any differences, but striving for unity and holding one another and respecting one another and looking out for one another.
I came to this passage in Hebrews Hebrews 11 is the great chapter on faith, and goes through the list of the heroes of faith, and I got to this bit talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land. A stranger in a foreign country, he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And I thought, just like them, we too are strangers in a foreign land. We don't have our true home here. And the whole pandemic time is really, I mean, a lot of people are yearning for us to get back to normal. But in a way, this is normal. Living in this pandemic age, time of uncertainty, aimlessness, things aren't working. But we live in that age with real hope. We, unlike much of the rest of the world, have hope. And we have that hope is the assurance assured for by faith. So I was then reading the commentary after that passage I read, and I thought I would turn it around to be, instead of this is what Abraham and Isaac and Jacob did, as if, hey, well, it's us, right? So we, like them, are people who still live by faith. We did not receive the things yet. We have not received the things that have been promised, but we only see them and welcome them from a distance. And we admit that we, like them, are aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If we'd been thinking of the country that we have left behind, we have every opportunity to go back there. Instead, we're looking for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called our God, for he has prepared a city for us.
This morning during Mass, at one point I looked up out of the door and it had started raining really, really gently. And, you know, when it rains, the colors all change. Then when we started the prayer meeting, I had this word, dry, parched land, and it kept on repeating myself in my mind. And I asked the Lord, what are you trying to say? And I felt that the Lord wanted to say, you know, when you all came here, you, most of you were like dry, parched land. But what I've been doing with you this weekend, it's like that rain, you know, which is gentle. And, you know, it's my love that has been falling gently on you to restore you, to replenish you, to touch you in the parts that were hurting. And I felt that the Lord wanted to say, remember what I've done with you this weekend, because it's when you allow my love to touch you that then you can love one another and be brothers and sisters together. And I felt that the Lord wanted to say, remember what I've done and remember that I can do this with you every day whenever you come to me and you allow me to come to you and pour my love into you. You will be a well-watered land, and don't go back to being a dry, parched land.
Thank you. I feel challenged. I think we've been on a journey in the words that God has spoken to us. I don't think they're easy words. I don't think they're nice, warm, fuzzy words. I think being good soil is hard because you have to look after soil. I think realizing that we're part of a community that has had people go before us and paved the way to heaven is painful. That there are brothers and sisters that aren't here today with us because they're at home, because they're busy lives, that's painful because we'd love them to be here with us. That we're struggling in different areas because we're human, because we're a family. Families bicker and fight, but they also love each other. That we are loving each other back to life. That we're allowing God to love us back to the life that he has called us to. That's hard. Because we have to drop our guard. We have to enable God to love us. We have to enable ourselves to be loved by each other. That's a challenge. What a challenge. I think we need to get ready for that challenge. I think we need to accept that challenge for the coming day, week, month, year. It's a lifetime of challenge, and it's been laid before us. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I think we need to respond in prayer, in worship, in dance, in clapping, in laughter and tears, and come back into the Lord's presence through song. So I'm going to hand over to Anthony, and let's stand. Let's give thanks for what we've heard. and let's embrace it. Let's accept the challenge. Let's look to Christ. The Lord's got work to do with us. If you would like to do some work with the Lord and want some prayer, I think we're all willing to pray with each other. Or if you want somebody specific to pray with you, go ask them for prayer. If you want prayer, just raise your hand, and I think there's enough prayer warriors in here to come and pray with you. So as we continue worshiping, just the body is worshiping, but if you've got work to do with the Lord, then I think now's a great time. He's got work to do. I get a sense that maybe some of us are holding back slightly in allowing God to work in us, and that's because maybe there's a barrier. Maybe there's some reconciliation that needs to happen between you and God. Maybe there's some things that you need to put aside in order to accept that call to arms, that call to action today, that challenge set before us. If there is, let it go. Let it go. Give it to Christ. Seek his forgiveness. Reconcile back with him. If it's with somebody in this room, reconcile with them. Let's remove those barriers that are going to enable us to be good soil, to have life breathed into us. Let's do that now. Let's not wait. Let's do it now.
Jesus, with my soul's desire, for this very heart you have shaped for your pleasure, the purpose to lift your name high. Fear and surrender in pure adoration, I enter your courts with an offering of praise. I am your servant, come to bring you glory, as it's fit for the work of your hands. Now unto the Lamb who sits on the throne, be glory and honor and praise. All of creation resounds with the song, worship and praise the Lord. Spirit now living and dwelling within me, keep my eyes fixed ever on Jesus' face. Let not the things of this world ever sway me, until I finish the race. Unto the Lamb who sits on the throne,
without the Holy Spirit, we can't do what he wants us to do without relying on the Holy Spirit. So let's welcome the Holy Spirit in now. And I'll stop talking. Let's just welcome the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for enabling us to be in your presence. Thank you, Jesus, for wanting to spend time with us over and over and over again. Thank you, Lord, for the call that you place on our lives and reminding us of that call. Thank you for promising to sustain us. Thank you for the promise of the good days. Thank you for today, dear Lord. Thank you for all the words you've spoken to us, for walking amongst us, for allowing us to have new life breathed into us, dear Lord. Thank you for all the gifts that you give us in this room. From the very oldest to the very youngest, to those whose names we know, to those whose names we don't know, to those that sharpen us in our love for you. Thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you for all that you've spoken to us today and enabled us to do and given us for the days, months, weeks, years ahead. Amen. Let's take a seat. Thank you, Anthony and Owen and Katrina and Greg and Alex and Nat for leading us in worship. I think we